Harper Audio presents Dark Prince, Author's Cut Special Edition by Christine Feehan, performed by Abby Creighton. Chapter 1. He could no longer fool himself. Slowly, with infinite weariness, Mikhail Dobrynsky closed the leather-bound first edition with a calm finality. This was the end. He could no longer bear it. The books he loved so much could not push away the stark, raw loneliness of his existence. The study was lined with books, floor to ceiling, on three of the four walls of the room. He had read every one, committed a great many to memory over the centuries. They no longer provided solace for his mind. The books fed his intellect, but broke his heart. He would not seek sleep at dawn, at least not the healing sleep of renewal. He would seek eternal rest, and God have mercy on his soul. His kind were few, scattered, persecuted, gone. He had tried it all, skills, physical and mental, every new technology. Mikhail had filled his life with art and philosophy, with work and science. He knew every healing herb and every poison root. He knew the weapons of man and had learned to become a weapon himself. He remained alone. His people were a dying species, and he had failed them. As their leader, he had been committed to finding a way to save those he looked after. Too many of the males were turning, giving their souls to become the undead in desperation. After 200 years, the males of his species lost the ability to see in color, to feel. They relied solely on will, integrity, and memory to keep them honorable. The temptation to kill while feeding was an ever-present danger for his kind. For those few precious moments, when they fed, if they killed, they would feel the rush, a hot flashing through the body, enveloping the brain, taking over the mind so they could relive it again and again. It was called Arwa Avromet, Eshyelamet, Yuulua, Huvemet. Kufe Aj, Aish Kadet, I Naok. Literally, to give one's soul, honor, and salvation, and get pleasure that ends, and darkness forever. All Carpathians recognize the trading of soul, honor, and salvation for momentary pleasure and endless damnation. There were no women to continue their species, to bring them back from the darkness in which they dwelled. Female children had been few and far between. And then women began losing babies before their birth time. He should have seen the decline, found a way to prevent it. Without women, without children, they had no hope of continuing. The males were essentially predators, the darkness growing and spreading in them, until they had no emotion, nothing but the dark in a gray, cold world. For each, it was necessary to find his missing half, the life mate that would bring him forever into the light. With no women and no children, life mates were a thing of the past, and the males turned more and more to Shielet, Arwa Avromet. Eshyelamet, Yuulua, Huvemet, Ku Feaj, Eish Kadet, I Naok. Trading soul, honor, and salvation for momentary pleasure and endless damnation. Grief overwhelmed him, consumed him. He lifted his head and roared out his pain like the wounded animal he was. He could no longer bear to be alone. Yet how could he feel pain or grief? Why, in the last few hours, had he felt such complete despair when he couldn't feel? Was he finally losing his mind, along with all hope? The trouble is not really in being alone. It's being lonely. One can be lonely in the midst of a crowd, don't you think?